This is the Sakha Murli of the 20th of August 2025. The essence, sweet children, follow Srimat and show everyone the way to attain liberation and liberation in life. Continue to do this business throughout the day. Question, what subtle things has the Father told you which you have to understand very clearly? Answer, number one, the Golden Age is a land of immortality. There, a soul leaves one costume and takes another. However, there is no mention of death, and this is why it is not called a land of death. Two, Shiva Baba's creation is unlimited, whereas only you Brahmins are the creation of Brahma at this time. One can say Trimurti Shiva, but not Trimurti Brahma. The Father has explained all of these subtle things to you. Think about all of these things and prepare your own food for your intellect. Om Shanti. Trimurti, God Shiva speaks. Those people speak of Trimurti Brahma. The Father says, Trimurti God Shiva speaks. It is not said, Trimurti God Brahma speaks. You can say, Trimurti God Shiva speaks. Those people have mixed Shiva and Shankar together. This is very clear. It is not Trimurti Brahma, but Trimurti God Shiva who speaks. People say that when Shankar opens his eye, destruction takes place. All of that has to be understood with your intellects. Only the three have a main part. Brahma and Vishnu have a big part of 84 births. You have understood the meaning of Vishnu and Prajapita Brahma. Only these three have parts. The name Brahma has been remembered as Adidev and Adam. There is a temple to Prajapita. This is the final and 84th birth of Vishnu, that is of Krishna, who is now named Brahma. Brahma and Vishnu have to be clarified. Brahma is said to have been adopted. Both of them are children of Shiva. Actually, there is only one child. If you look at it, Brahma is the child of Shiva. They are Bap and Dada. There is no mention of Vishnu. Shiva Baba is carrying out this establishment through Prajapita Brahma, not through Vishnu. Shiva Baba has children, and Brahma Baba also has children. But you cannot say that Vishnu has children, nor can Lakshmi and Narayan have many children. This is food for your intellects. You have to prepare your own food. The longest part can be said to be Vishnu's. The variety form image of 84 births that they show belongs to Vishnu, not Brahma. The variety form image that is created is of Vishnu. Although they mention Prajapita Brahma's name first, he only has a short part. This is why the variety form image that is shown is Vishnu's. Even the four-armed image that they have created is of Vishnu. In fact, those ornaments belong to you. These matters have to be understood. No human beings can explain those matters. The Father continues to explain to you in many new ways. The Father says, to say Trimurti God Shiva speaks is right. Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva. In this, only Prajapita Brahma is the child. Vishnu would not be called the child. Although they speak of creation, the creation would be of Brahma. The creation then happens in different names and forms. That one's part is the main one. Brahma's part at this time is very small. For how long does Vishnu's kingdom continue? Shiv Baba is the seed of the whole tree. His creation are called salagrams. Brahma's creation are called Brahmins. Brahma's creation isn't as large as Shiva's. Shiva's creation is very large. All souls are his children. Only you Brahmins are Brahma's creation. You become limited. Shiv Baba's creation is of all souls. It is unlimited. He benefits an unlimited number of souls. He establishes heaven through Brahma. You Brahmins then go and reside in heaven. No one else can be called residents of heaven. Everyone else becomes a resident of Nirvana or the land of peace. The highest service is Shiv Baba's. He takes all souls back with him. Each one's part is separate. Shiv Baba says, my part too is separate. I enable all of you to settle your accounts. I make you pure from impure and take you back home. You are making effort here in order to become pure. All others will settle their accounts at the time of settlement and return home. They will remain seated in the land of liberation. The world cycle has to continue to turn. You children become Brahmins through Brahma and then become deities. You Brahmins are doing service by following Srimad. You simply show human beings the path by saying, if you want to attain liberation and liberation in life, you can do that in this way. You have the keys to both in your hands. You also know who will go into liberation and who will go into liberation and life. Just do this business throughout the day. When someone is running a grocery shop, he has that in his intellect throughout the day. Your business is to know the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation, and to show others the way to liberation and liberation in life. Those who belong to this religion will emerge. There are many of other religions who don't change their own religion. Some would take up the Buddhist religion because the deity religion has disappeared. Not a single person now says that he belongs to the original eternal deity religion. The pictures of the deities are very useful. Souls are imperishable. They never die. A soul sheds a body and takes another and continues to play his part. That world cannot be called a land of death. That is a land of immortality. Souls just change their costumes. These are very subtle matters and have to be understood. These are not gross things. When people marry, some receive everything retail and others receive things wholesale. Some give everything openly and others give everything locked in a suitcase. There are all types of people. You all receive a wholesale inheritance because all of you are brides. The father is the bridegroom. He decorates you children and gives you the wholesale sovereignty of the world. You become the masters of the world. The main thing is remembrance. This knowledge is very easy. When you think about it, it is just a question of remembering Alpha, but it is remembrance that instantly slips away. Generally, many say that they forget Baba. Whenever you explain to others, always use the word remembrance. The word yoga is wrong. A teacher remembers his students. The Father is the Supreme Soul. You souls are not supreme, you are impure. Now remember the Father. One's teacher, father, and guru are remembered. Gurus sit and relate scriptures and give mantras. Baba only has one mantra, Man Manabhav. What happens then? Marihachi Bhav. You will then go to the land of Vishnu. Not all of you will become kings or queens. There are the king, the queen, and the subjects. The main thing is the Trimurti. After Shiv Baba, there is Brahma who creates the human world. That is, he creates Brahmins. He sits here and teaches Brahmins. This is something new. You Brahmins are brothers and sisters. Elderly people also say, we are brothers and sisters. This is something to be understood internally and not just to be said unnecessarily. God created the world through Prajapita Brahma, and since you are all children of Prajapita Brahma, all of you have become brothers and sisters. These things have to be understood. You children should have a lot of happiness about who it is that is teaching you. Shiv Baba, Trimurti Shiva. Brahma's part lasts for a very short time. Vishnu's part lasts for 8 births in the Golden Age Kingdom. Brahma has a part for just 1 birth. Therefore, Vishnu's part is said to be longer. Trimurti Shiva is the main one. Then there is the part of Brahma, who makes you children into the masters of the land of Vishnu. You Brahmins are created through Brahma. You then become deities. Therefore, this one is your spiritual father. This father in whom you now believe only exists for a short time. He is called Adidev, Adam and Eve. How could the world be created without him? There are Adidev and Adidevi. The part of Brahma only exists at the confluence age. The deities' parts last a lot longer. The deities are said to exist in only the Golden Age. In the Silver Age, they are called warriors. These points that you receive are very deep. You can't speak about all of them at the same time. They speak of Trimurti Brahma. They have removed Shiva. We speak of Trimurti Shiva. All of those pictures, etc., belong to the path of devotion. People are created through Brahma. You are becoming deities. At the time of destruction, there are natural calamities. Destruction has to take place. After the Iron Age, there will be the Golden Age. All of these bodies are going to be destroyed. Everything has to happen in a practical way. It doesn't happen just by him opening his eye. At the time when heaven disappears, there are also earthquakes, etc. Is it that Shankar blinks his eye at that time? It is remembered that Dwarka and Lanka went beneath the water. The father now explains, I have come to change those with stone intellects into those with divine intellects. People call out, O purifier, come, come and purify the world. However, they don't understand that it is now the Iron Age and that the Golden Age will come after that. You children should dance in happiness. When a barrister passes his exams, he has thoughts inside such as, now I will earn money and build a house. I will do this. You are now earning a true income. In heaven, everything you receive is new. Just think about what the Somnath temple would be like. There wouldn't be just one temple. The temple is now 2,500 years old. It would have taken time to build it. They would have performed worship in that temple, and it would then have been looted. It wouldn't have been looted as soon as it was built. There would have been many temples. They built temples in order to perform worship. You know that by remembering the Father, you will go to the Golden Age. You souls will become pure. You do have to make effort. Nothing works without effort being made. Liberation and life in a second has been remembered. However, no one can receive it just like that. It is understood that if you become a child, you definitely do receive it. You are now making effort to go to the land of liberation. You have to stay in remembrance of the Father. Day by day, the Father is refining the intellects of you children. The Father says, I tell you very deep things. Earlier, you were not told that souls are points and that the Supreme Soul is also a point. You might ask why you were not told that earlier. It was not in the drama. If that had been told to you in the beginning, you wouldn't have understood anything. Everything is explained to you gradually. This is the kingdom of Ravan. Everyone becomes body conscious in the kingdom of Ravan. Everyone in the Golden Age is soul conscious. They know themselves to be souls. When their bodies become fully mature, they understand that they have to renounce them and take other small ones. A soul first has a small body, which then grows. Everyone here is a different age. Some experience untimely death. Some live to the age of 125. So the Father explains, you should have a lot of happiness about receiving your inheritance from the Father. To have a pure marriage is not something to be happy about. It is, in fact, a weakness. If a girl says that she wants to remain pure, no one can force her. However, when she has a little of this knowledge, she would be afraid. If a young girl is beaten badly, she can report it to the police, who would then deal with the case. When people kill animals, a case is brought against them and they are punished. No one can beat you children. No one can beat Kumars either. They can earn their own money. They can earn their own livelihood. The stomach doesn't need a lot. One person's stomach only needs 4 to 5 rupees, whereas someone else's needs 400 to 500 rupees. When some people have a lot of money, they become greedy. The poor don't even have money, so they are not greedy. They are happy with the dry chapatis they have. You children should not give too much importance to food. You shouldn't be too interested in eating good things. You know that there is nothing you will not receive there. You receive an unlimited kingdom and unlimited happiness. There are no illnesses, etc. there. You have health, wealth, and happiness. You have everything there. You remain very well there, even in old age. You have great happiness. There is no type of difficulty. The subjects, too, are like that. However, don't think that it is fine if you just become a subject. In that case, it would be like the natives here. If you want to become like the Sun Dynasty, Lakshmi and Narayan, you also have to make that much effort. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vodarna 1. We, the new creation of Brahma, are brothers and sisters. This has to be understood internally. There is no need to speak about it to others. Constantly maintain the happiness that Shiv Baba is teaching you. 2. Don't give too much importance to food and drink. Renounce greed and remember the happiness of the unlimited sovereignty. Blessing. May you become a conqueror of attachment and an embodiment of remembrance by becoming free from your many types of household. To be a conqueror of attachment to the household of yourself, the household of the divine family, the household of service, and the household of limited attainments, means that in order for you to become detached, you should keep Bapdada's loving form in front of you and become an embodiment of remembrance. By becoming an embodiment of remembrance, you will automatically become a conqueror of attachment. To be free from all types of household means to finish the consciousness of I and to become a conqueror of attachment. You children who become conquerors of attachment in this way will claim a right to a reward for a long period of time by making effort for a long period of time. Slogan: remain as detached as a lotus flower, and you will continue to receive God's love. Avyak signals: in order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. Those who are number one moths do not have any awareness of themselves. This means they have no body consciousness, whether it is day or night, whether they are hungry or thirsty, of the facilities for their happiness or comfort. They are not dependent on anything at all. They are completely lost to all types of awareness of their bodies. That is, they remain constantly merged in love for the flame. Just as the flame is a form of light, a form of light and might, in the same way, like the flame, they themselves become forms of light and might. Om Shanti.